This is BOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Private Travis King, the U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea 2 months ago, is in U.S. custody after being expelled by North Korea into China. All of this coming from a U.S. official who told the news service Reuters on Wednesday, speaking on the condition of anonymity. France's ambassador to Niger has left the country amid a deterioration of relations between the country's new military rulers and the former colonial power. Reuters' David Doyle says he flew out Wednesday morning.
Relations between Niger and its former colonial ruler have broken down since army officers seized power in July. At the end of August, Niger's junta ordered Ité to leave the country within 48 hours. That was in response to what they described as actions by France that were contrary to the interests of Niger. France, at first, ignored the order. Its stance is that the military government is illegitimate, and it's been calling for the reinstatement of elected President Mohamed Bazoum.
Reuters' David Doyle, who says French President Emmanuel Macron said France's 1,500 troops in the country would leave by the end of the year. Armenia said Wednesday that nearly half of Nagorno-Karabakh's population has fled the enclave since Azerbaijan crushed the rebels' decades-long fight as an independent state last week. The Armenian government said more than 50,000 refugees had entered since Azerbaijan lifted its 9-month blockade on the enclave on Sunday. Azerbaijan's border service confirmed on Wednesday it has detained a former top official in the separatist ethnic Armenian administration, Ruben Vardanyan, as he tried to leave for Armenia. This is VOA News. Iran's Revolutionary Guards say they successfully launched a new military imaging satellite on Wednesday. It's coming from state media, as we hear from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The state-run IRNA news agency, quoting the country's communication minister, says the NOR-3 satellite has been put into orbit 280 miles above the Earth's surface. There's been no immediate acknowledgement from Western officials of the launch or of the satellite being put into orbit. Iran has had a series of failed launches in recent years. The U.S. has alleged Iran's satellite launches defy a U.N. Security Council resolution and has called on Tehran to undertake no activity related to ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. I'm Charles de la Desma.
In Britain, Londoners protesting against the government granting a go-ahead for the biggest new North Sea oil field in years. Britain is given the thumbs up for a development of a project in the North Sea Rosenbank field, saying the energy security was the priority despite opposition from environmentalists. The announcement on Wednesday comes after the Prime Minister has watered down the interim plans for a 2050 net zero target for Great Britain. The investigating judge at Spain's High Court has expanded the scope of a sexual assault probe over the allegedly non-consensual kiss on the women's national soccer team and player Jenny Hermoso to include now the squad's former coach Jorge Vilda. The court said on Wednesday that they are investigating whether the kiss by Soccer Federation's former chief, Luis Rubiales, during the medal ceremony after Spain's World Cup victory and his alleged subsequent efforts to pressure Hermoso to say it was consensual, constitutes sexual abuse and coercion. The world's first food made from plastic waste, according to its developer, is vanilla ice cream.
Well, the idea was to basically demonstrate that we have the tools today to rethink the food system we're living in a way.
The ice cream is actually an art installation called Guilty Flavors, intended to challenge the way we think about plastic waste. I'm Scott Walterman.